Start by asking you about just kind of your qualifications and just kind of what made you want to get into a political office.
Well, I would say that it goes back a long time ago, roughly 1999. Attended Boys State between my junior and senior year of high school, and kind of have always been interested in politics. And I've been a game warden since 2007. I've worked for the Wildlife Department since September 11th of 2006. So I've been, obviously that's a paid position, but you know, you're serving the public and responding to problems and things of that nature, obviously enforcing all laws for the state and federal that protect wildlife, but even things that aren't related to wildlife at all if we see them. So and during that, I'm still active. Just seeing some of the legislation that gets proposed, and I think that I could be a good voice for first responders and advocate for them, and hopefully get things passed that benefit all first responders, firemen and police officers. So that's kind of that was kind of the nucleus. I also am a licensed realtor. I'm licensed in Oklahoma and Kansas. Real estate's obviously political, and I have a special needs daughter. So that in and of itself was probably what kind of pushed me over the edge when I, she's 11 now, and just seeing how difficult it can be to get them the services they need. Now, I'm talking like paperwork wise, among other things, just how strenuous that is. It kind of just like somebody needs to be a voice, or they need another voice. I'm not saying they don't have good representation down there, but I just kind of want to advocate for the people. I've been serving the people in this district in a game warden capacity since October of 2007. So I know every corner. Because of that, I know every corner of the district. I was assigned to Osage County for a little over 2 years, and I've been in Kay County ever since then. Just because we're assigned to a county doesn't mean we don't work the other counties around us. So I'm very intimate with the landscape and just enjoy serving people and helping them whatever needs they might have.
Well, of course, speaking with Spencer Grace running for State House, and you'll be replacing Ken Luttrell if you look to be elected. So you kind of be trying to follow in his footsteps, maybe change some of the things he's in the course over the last several years he's been going on, or how do you follow in those lines?
Yes, that is my goal, is to fill Ken Luttrell's footsteps and, be a strong voice for the people in District 37, and most of Osage County, and Highway 99 and west, and Highway 20 north to the state line. So, I just feel really passionate about being involved and continuing to be involved with the people of Osage and Kay counties. And I'm excited to listen to their concerns and advocate for them in the Capitol.
And I know you've kind of touched on this already, but just kind of talk about your platform and then just kind of what you're running on, some of those main points, if you will.
So my platform is to advocate for first responders, policemen, firemen, that's what I've built my career on, is being a first responder. And then, private property rights as they pertain to landowners and then special needs, and among other things. I've got several interests, but, those are kind of my three top priorities for myself personally. But I want to be the voice for the people in the district. And, if their main concerns are roads and bridges, I'm going to advocate that's what we focus on. But I bring a different angle, having served and worked in the entire district, not just Ponca City. And that's my goal, is to represent everybody in the district.
And, of course, your opponent, Jeremy Sackett, at the end of the day, it's a primary, two Republicans. It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat, Republican, what have you. It's a primary. So two Republicans going at it. Just what do you see as the biggest differentiator in yourself and your opponent, again, Mr. Sackett?
So I think that my career working with people is the biggest difference is I'm a problem solver. You know, people don't call a game more than when things are great. Other than, you know, they might call and tell you they think they got a state record, you know, deer or fish or whatever it might be. But most of the time those calls are they've got an issue and they need help solving it, whether it's trespassing or whether it's, you know, they know somebody's poaching a deer, they're on the job. I mean, there's a whole myriad of things that they call for. And it's my job to fix that, whether it's catch somebody or, you know, help resolve an issue. And so I think we can all agree that representing the people of our district at the Capitol, that's really what it is you're a problem solver. And so I think that my career lends to that. And then my knowledge and relationships built with my entire lifetime, all but 1 year. I'll be 43 in July. And I've lived my entire time, that entire time in the district. And so my relationships and then my career have kind of, in my opinion, gives me the edge.
Well, then it's kind of a final question for me. If people would like more information about your campaign, where can they go? And then, of course, early voting starts this week and then election day next Tuesday. So just kind of what's the final campaign message for the voters out there?
Man, I would just encourage everybody to go to the polls on June the 16th, and if you can't, vote early. More information about our platform can be found at VoteSpencerGrace.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Spencer Grace for State House 2026. And, you know, regardless of whether you vote for me or not, do your civic duty and let your voice be heard. Go to the polls and exercise the great right that we have here in America.